This is the Broski and Moussan podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
You know, we got something going on in California next year. It's going to start now, but next year we're going to have an election. It might give us some hope for the future, Christina.
I sure hope so, John. And, although last time we had hope and change, I don't know that it worked out so great.
Well, our guest is Anne-Marie Schubert, and she is the district attorney for the County of Sacramento. And Anne-Marie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out where to start. You know, Christina and I talk about the pendulum swinging in California. We went from these tough crime measures back in the early 90s, like three strikes, and now we're totally on the other end of the pendulum. Now, you're going to run for state attorney general against a guy that's on the other end of that pendulum. Do you think the pendulum might start to swing another direction?
Well, I think there's no question that the system, the criminal justice system, is in chaos. There's no question about that. If you look at some of what's happened in the last several years, you know, we're at this point now that victims' rights have been abandoned and they've been left at the curb. And all of it is coming together because what's happening in San Francisco and Los Angeles is devastating to public safety. And the newly appointed attorney general is really cut from the same cloth and has the same, you know, they're endorsing each other, high-fiving each other about all of these things. And it's really a disaster. I mean, you're seeing violent crime off the charts. You're seeing illegal guns on our streets. And you're seeing the weakening of accountability. And that is very dangerous for public safety.
But do you think that they're out of step with the people of California, and that the people of California will do something about this?
Oh, I think there's no question they're out of step. I mean, when, you know, the reality is that the laws that are getting passed in our legislature, you know, the volume is so high that the public has really no concept. I mean, one of the things that they're doing now is they're trying to weaken gun enhancements. They're trying to weaken robberies to the point that saying, well, if you rob somebody at gunpoint, but the gun's not loaded, we're going to make that a petty theft or it's a fake gun. I mean, that's insane. You look at some of these things, they're trying to let folks out of prison after 20 years, even if they're serving a sentence that says they're supposed to never get out. So you've got serial killers, mass shooters, baby killers that now have an opportunity if this law passes. And I have no doubt in my mind that when we educate the public, they would be shocked. And all you got to do is really look at what's happening in Los Angeles County. I mean, the fact that the prosecutors down there had to sue their own boss to get him to actually enforce the law has never been heard of. I've never heard of it in the history of this country, let alone in California. You have to sue somebody, your own boss, to actually do your job. So it's I think it's a time where now we're at a crossroads. And I think the voters, I'm going to do everything I can. I'll be relentless in making sure that they understand the issues and the dangers that these types of policies are really going to do to California and already are doing in many places.
We're talking with Anne-Marie Schubert, who is the district attorney for the County of Sacramento, and she's running for Attorney General of California. And Anne-Marie, you had said the criminal justice system is in chaos. I totally agree with you on this. But then, you know, Rob Bonta's political advisor comes back and says that, you know, that's Trumpian to say something like that. I know this is going to be a really contentious race here. It sounds to me like they're going to try and tie you with Donald Trump. How do you kind of feel about all this?
I think that's classic politics, and I think it's classic of why people are fed up with politics. Listen, I'm running as a no-party preference. I'm an independent. I made a decision a few years back that, listen, I think that the job of the district attorney and really the job of the attorney general is not about politics. It's about the facts and the law and enforcing the law and making sure that all Californians are safe. And when people – this is what people are fed up with. It's this, the divisiveness of our state, and really – you know, as a DA or as an attorney general, we represent everybody. Doesn't matter what your walk of life is, doesn't matter at all what your party affiliation is, and nor should it. So when we start just throwing these bombs that have nothing to do with the job of being the attorney general, that's just a diversionary tactic. Why don't you look at my record? I mean, let's be honest. I have 30 years, and you guys have a fabulous district attorney. Lisa Smitkamp is the bomb, as I often say. And she's been in the business a long time and she understands the issues. I've been in the business my whole life. It's all I've ever done. And I look at this job and say, wouldn't it be great to have someone as the attorney general that just wants to be the attorney general? I mean, I'm just the real deal. It's all I've ever done. I love public safety. I'm very passionate about it.
I just can't figure out how we got down this road. You know, I mean, I look back at the history, like, you know, AB 109 and Prop 47, Prop 57. It just seems to keep coming. And our crime is just skyrocketing. And yet, you know, Governor Newsom is being recalled because of the French Laundry. You know, it's just like everybody's kind of out of sync. Can you figure this out?
Well, I think, I mean, I look at it from the lens of, you know, what do all Californians want? I mean, everybody, in terms of public safety, everybody wants to feel safe in their homes. They want to raise their kids in a neighborhood that they feel safe in. And we are at that point now where California's safety is at risk. And in many communities across the state, it's very dangerous for folks. And so, you know, I want to be the AG that comes in and says, I'm not interested in the pendulum swinging far, far in a different direction. Let's just have some sanity in the system. Let's make sure that we are, you know, we're balancing things appropriately. There's no balance. That's why I say there's chaos in the system. When you talk tough all day long about hate crimes, but you vote repeatedly to weaken the consequences for hate crimes. Or the same with gun violence. So you can claim that you're going to represent the vulnerable, but when we have laws that don't call, you know, hate crimes or domestic violence violent crimes, that's not a genuine system of someone that's actually going to protect the vulnerable.
You know, Anne Marie, we seem to be talking a lot these days on our show about public safety, law enforcement. Law enforcement has somehow become the enemy in this country. And I notice, and Rob Bonta, I'm sure, has pointed this out already. Since 2015, this is a line from a story. Since 2015, her office began investigating police use of force. Schubert has reviewed over 40 cases of police killing citizens, but has never filed charges against those officers. That's a bad thing in this state, I guess.
Well, I mean, a good thing in the state is when you have a district attorney that's not driven by politics or an attorney general. You drive the answers, whatever those answers are, you drive them by the facts and the law. And, you know, I'll give you an example. One of the most challenging and tragic cases in our county was the Stephon Clark case. It was a tragic outcome that he was killed. But I would remind everybody that in addition to my findings, the attorney general made the same findings. You know, the law is the law. The facts are the facts. And, you know, that's what you're going to get from me. I will not be driven by politics by any form or fashion.
It just seems like, though, there is this, even from the president, kind of this anti-police thing. And we have, what is your feeling about these police on black shootings? What's the story? What's the real story?
Well, what's the real story? I mean, the story is that it's a very, very dangerous profession. And does everybody want to reduce interactions with law enforcement and fatalities? There's no question about that. I mean, law enforcement wants. Nobody wants it. It's like me asking me, do I want to send people to prison? Absolutely not. I don't want to send people to prison. But the reality is unfortunately, it's a dangerous profession. And oftentimes, in very, very rare circumstances, so if you look at the numbers across this country, it's extremely, extremely rare event. Are they high profile? Yes. But it is a rare event. And the job of the DA and now the attorney general is to review those. And I would remind everybody that on any use of force case, the attorney general has the ultimate authority to step in on any case.
Well, you know, I guess you answered my question, because what I meant was that it is rare. The real story is that it's rare. But if you watch the media, every time it happens, it's a big story. And the reaction from the African-American community and people like LeBron James is this has to stop happening. And so they think it happens all the time.
When you focus on that, yes. I mean, trust me, there are tragic outcomes when that happens. It's also critically important that we recognize that there is an overwhelming number of victims of violent crime are African Americans and Hispanics. And we owe it to all communities to protect those victims as well. In Los Angeles County, it's astronomical. I mean, I think I saw something the other day that in 150 shootings or in Los Angeles County, 143 of them were African-Americans or Hispanic victims. And we have to be willing to talk about that, because as the DA or as the Attorney General, our obligation is to everyone, all victims.
All right, we're going to go to break. This is, we're talking with Anne-Marie Schubert. She is the district attorney of the County of Sacramento, running for Attorney General of California. And we have more questions, of course. So when we come back, more questions for Anne-Marie on KMJ.
This is the Broski and Musan podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
We're talking with Anne-Marie Schubert, who is the district attorney for the County of Sacramento, running for California Attorney General. You know, I was thinking during the break, Anne-Marie, of kind of this timeline of change of events in the state, right? 2011, AB 109 was put into effect. And we voted for Prop 47 in 2014, Prop 57 in 2016. And if memory is serving me right, Prop 20 was last year, which would have changed some of this stuff, and we voted no, 61-62% on that. I feel like every day I'm reading a story about a Walgreens closing in San Francisco because they can't afford to stay open because there's so many people walking out the door with less than $900 worth of stuff. And property crime is up, violent crime is up, I'm with you. I think crime is a good platform. Does the rest of the state agree with me on this? Does the rest of the state agree with you on this? You know, or are they just looking at Rob Bonta and being the first Filipino attorney general and that seals the deal or something?
Well, I think it's very clear that criminal justice is going to become the focus of many of these races, and they should be. Your timeline is spot on. I mean, you know, the thing about some of these initiatives, you know, when Prop 47 came out, they promised us that there's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars that go to communities to help people, you know, with their drug problems. And it's all a good goal in the end, but, you know, the money has not flowed. I mean, I think in Sacramento County, we've gotten virtually nothing from Prop 47. And I call 47 really essentially the biggest con job in California history because, you know, it allowed people to reduce their sentences. One of the big problems I had with 47 is that because it reduced some of these felony crimes to misdemeanors, we can't collect DNA from those folks anymore. So we're not solving as many violent crimes. And we know that drug crimes have a correlation to violent crimes. And then you have Prop 57. You know, my big opposition to Prop 57 was that it misled the voters because it basically said we're going to only let nonviolent criminals out. Well, when you ask the public, okay, well, do you think assault with a deadly weapon or rape of an unconscious or domestic violence, felony domestic violence is not a violent crime in California, you know, and that when you ask a room full of people, everybody raises their hand because that's what the common sense, you know, belief would be. But that's not what the penal code says. So that's why, you know, I was an advocate for Prop 20. I helped write it. I helped work on it. I traveled the state because let's just tell the public the truth. Let's be honest about what these things are. You know, we tried to fix the problems with rampant theft in our community. And some people say, oh, theft is down, theft is down. Theft is grossly underreported. People are fed up that they're not even reporting theft anymore. You know, but the goal of Prop 20 was to get folks back into the important things like drug courts so that we can actually help them and get them, you know, back on track. So there's a number of these initiatives. If the voters know the whole story, I'm quite confident that we'd be in a different place right now.
So, but Prop 20 did not succeed, right?
Didn't succeed. As you know, when you throw millions and millions of dollars and you have an attorney general that writes a ballot title that says it's going to, you know, prevent nonviolent offenders from getting out, that is a mechanism that the voters didn't necessarily understand it. But the whole goal of Prop 20 was to say, let's just call human trafficking of a child or hate crimes or, like I said, domestic violence. Let's call it what it is. Because what's really happening is that very violent people with what they have, what's called, you know, prior strike violent felony convictions in their past are now getting out, you know, with very, very shortened sentences because those crimes like domestic violence, felony domestic violence is not a violent crime.
Yeah, I guess what I'm pointing out is, though, even though these things make sense, it's like, I think, was it Prop 47 that was the Safe Neighborhoods Act or something like that?
The Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act,
so,
yes.
I mean, you have to overcome, I mean, these, you're right. I mean, when you explain it, it makes a lot of sense, but you have to overcome these other things. And I'm all, you know, Christine and I were, right. when we saw that you were going to run, we had a conversation about the governor's recall. We wondered if somebody shouldn't take up the banner of crime in this recall. I don't see it happening. Do you think, would that help you? Do you care if somebody does that or not?
Well, I care because I care about public safety. And I do believe, I mean, I suspect that there'll be a number of people that are running in the recall. And, you know, I mean, another thing that's important in all this is that the massive amount of EDD fraud in our state is, it's grotesque. And, you know, we see upwards of well over $20 billion of money that's been stolen, not just from the state, but from hardworking people that really needed that. And now what we're seeing is this massive uptick in violent crimes and illegal guns. And it is no consequence, in my belief, that, you know, these EDD funds are flooding our markets with illegal guns. So I think a lot of that stuff is going to be talked about. It definitely is going to be talked about by myself in the AG's race. But I suspect that with what we're seeing across the state, particularly in places like Los Angeles and San Francisco, you have these reckless policies, it's endangering public safety. And that is, should always be one of the most significant concerns of any person that lives in the state. Am I safe? Am I safe in my neighborhood?
No, I'm with you. You know, I really am. I just can't understand why the people of California aren't. You know, and that's what I'm trying to get at here. It's like, Christine and I made a list of all the problems in California, and crime was right up there. All these things. But
well,
again, but the governor is being recalled.
Californians aren't with us.
Well, but I mean, but they're recalling the governor because of the French Laundry. They don't care about crime. They don't care about water policy. They don't care about all these other problems. I just can't see it.
Well, I think there's a lot of factors that are going to play out, in whether it's in the recall, whether it's in the AG's race, whether it's in local elections. And the most important thing that I can do, and I will do, is, you know, travel the state to inform everybody, make sure they understand. When you tell people about these laws, they're like, their jaws drop, or bills that are pending. I mean, it's shocking to see some of these bills. I mean, do you honestly believe that someone like the Golden State Killer, who murdered 13 people and, you know, raped upwards of 50 women, do you honestly believe that if he was in his 50s right now that he should get out after 20 years? Does somebody really think that? But those are the kinds of things that are going through our legislature right now, making it out of committee day after day.
Well, you have to deal with those people too. If you win Attorney General, how are you going to deal with those people?
I'm going to deal with them by being an advocate that needs to be over there in that legislature. You know, when you educate the public, remember, legislators are elected by their constituents. They have an obligation to listen to their constituents. And so I will be an advocate. I've been that advocate for the DA's office here in Sacramento. And so when you start telling people the truth about what's happening, then I think people will start to listen. I mean, you know, one of the things that I said this Monday when I launched is, when you have convicted murderers that are sitting in their prison cells with an illegal cell phone and some, you know, moonshine, and they're celebrating these types of policies, that's a problem. That's a big problem. And that's chaos in our system.
Anne-Marie Schubert, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. We hope to talk to you more, introduce our audience to you time and time again. So thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Have a good day. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have to say this, okay? She represents the county of Sacramento, which isn't necessarily the most conservative county in the state. She won re-election by 60%.
Yeah.
Her constituents like her. And I think it's because of these things that she just talked about. Getting out there and educating people on the laws that are in place. She's going to have, it's going to be a big, big job for her to do, but that's what she has to do.
If you want to comment on this and maybe have some thoughts about why California is the way it is and why people like that don't make sense to the people of California somehow.
And people like you know, common sense, like common sense people like Anne-Marie Schubert.
Yeah, why is it that her, it seems like no brainer to me.